Actually, nothing is made by man from the scratch. I say that if a mosquito breaks his leg, then if all the scientists get together from the whole world and fix his one leg, I don't think they'll be able to do it. Actually, if you tell them that don't take anything made by God and on your own fix one leg of one mosquito, what they will do? They have nothing, we have nothing of our own. Everything is created by God, Krishna. So previously, in the previous days, people used to be able to eat fruits like this, free. There is still many roads in India where on the side of the road there are mango trees, and in the summertime the boys climb up and they all day they're eating mangoes. Today even we will see. Especially MP, UP, there's so many mangoes. Now they're starting to ripen.
Uttar Pradesh mein bhi. To is tarah se Bhagavad Gyan hone ke liye is baat ko dikhana avashyak hai.
So for a human being to understand Bhagavad Gyan about the Supreme Lord, it is very important for them to see how things come from nature. Everything is coming from the earth. So khal is a person who uses the ingredients or the things that are given by the Supreme Lord. He does not let others use the things that are given by God, but he uses his whole life to stop other people from enjoying the fruits and grains and things that are given by God. He just uses his life to give others sufferings. He makes his life, he uses his life to arrange others to suffer. This is all they do. So Dhenuka was, Dhenuk, he was a khal, and he was also very strong. Fruits used to fall and they used to rot, but he will never let anybody eat. And why he wouldn't let anybody eat? Just to show them that I am the controller, that's all. Nobody would dare to come in and try to eat any of those fruits. He would simply eat them up. If you want to be the controller and Ishwar, then you should maintain others. Whatever the nature or the Lord has given, fruits, etc., let others eat, then your controller and Ishwar. But no, I would not let anyone eat. This is my supremacy, that I won't, I will control. So here comes Ishwar.
My controller.
When the Lord comes in this world, he shows that I am Ishwar, actually. I am the controller and I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he punishes those who are khalas. It's not that the Supreme Lord comes to spread, to give religion in this world, and somebody will punish him. It doesn't happen like that. Then the Supreme Lord will not come by because of fear. But that is not Krishna. Krishna says, when I come, paritranaya sadhunam, I punish the dustas and I protect the sadhu. This is Bhagwan. Krishna is Bhagwan. So he came.
So he came
running to Lord Balaram, and when he came near him, he turned around and kicked him with his two hind legs. He made a very loud donkey sound, and he turned around and he kicked Lord Balaram very hard in the chest. But it didn't touch Lord Balaram. When he saw that his feet didn't touch Lord Balaram's chest, then he got even more angry. His attack became useless, so he became very upset. So again he ran up ahead and he ran back fast towards Lord Balaram. He turned around and he again kicked two hind legs. But Lord Balaram, he caught hold of both his hind legs. And he caught hold of both his feet, both his hind legs. Lord Balaram caught hold with only one of his hand. He did not have to use both hands and use a lot of strength. And he looked like such a small child with a small hand. As soon as he came, his two feet, hind legs came towards Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram thought, okay, he is giving me his legs and his feet, so I will take his legs and feet. Whatever he wants to offer me, I will accept it. He caught hold of his two hind legs and he whirled them around very, very hard and he threw him on the top of a tal tree. Actually, a tree is called Trina Raj, king of the Trinas. So when Lord Balaram threw him on the tree, he threw him in such a way that this donkey's head hit those tal fruits. And then that shook the tree. So that tree fell over on top of another tree, and this other tree fell over on top of another tree. Like that, there was a chain reaction. Just by throwing him once, Lord Balaram killed him and so many trees fell down. He says, Sukadev Goswami, ek panina, with one hand, with only one little hand, he held on to two big hind feet. And twirled him and hit him hard on top of the tree. Sukadev Swami says that just by twirling him, he already died. And his dead body landed on the top of the tal tree, on top of the fruits.
Tena ato mahatalo, bep mana brihachira, paswastham kampyan bhagna sachanyam sapichapara. Itna jor se mara ko brihat sikha wala wa briksh, अपने निकट के वृक्ष को गिरा दिया, उसने फिर अपने निकट को गिरा दिया.
So hard he sent him through on top of the trees. The tree fell and so many other tree fell also.
वृक्ष गिर गया, भरा साई हो गया. और वृक्षों के गिरने से बहुत बड़ा शब्द हुआ.
And when those tree fell, there was a very loud sound. When that loud sound came, then all the other donkeys, they heard the sound, they ran. What has happened? Why there is such a loud sound here? So they all kept coming, and each one of them started to kick in the same way as Dhenukasur. Now Lord Balaram started to catch everyone's hind legs and started to throw each one up in the air like that, on top of all those tal trees. In one leela, he killed all of them. He would catch their two hind feet with one hand, he'll twirl them and throw them. One by one, he killed all of them. This is the Anant Balshali, unlimited strength, unlimitedly strong Lord Krishna Balaram's Leela. He didn't have to work hard. He didn't have to work hard to throw these donkeys. It's just like a child throws a little piece of stone. In Braj, the Lord never picked up any weapons. First time he picked up a weapon was when he went to Mathura and he took out the tusk of that elephant Kuvalya Peed, and he was carrying the teeth on his shoulders like a weapon. The two brothers, they killed the Kuvalya Peed elephant and they were carrying on their shoulder one tusk each. And in Braj they never held any kind of weapon. He would slap somebody, some demon, and kill them. Some demon will get twirled and get killed. He will put his hand in somebody's mouth and kill him. And he went inside the stomach of Aghasur and he expanded himself in his throat. In Bakasur, he ripped his beaks open. And someone he pushed over with his feet, like Shakatasur. Someone who he killed with his lips, like Putana. Never he had held any weapons. This is his supremacy.
It
seemed like there was a huge hurricane and all the trees fell over. They were loud sounds. And this Sukadev Goswami he shows his amazement. Amazing Leela is this, Lord Balaram.
रस्सियां होती हैं जिन पर वो सारा टीका होता है, मोटी मोटी रस्सियां बीच में होती हैं।
Just like a cloth, all the weaving is held by a great thread. Just like when we see a tent. In the tent, there is a few heavy ropes that the whole tent is resting on. So this is how Lord Balaram is. The whole world is resting upon him.
सारा जगत की सृष्टि करते हैं, प्रलय करते हैं, पालन करते हैं।
He is the creator, maintainer and the annihilator of the whole world, whole universe.
करता है, प्रलय करता है। उसके लिए गधा को इस तरह से मारना कौन बड़ी बात?
A personality who creates, maintains and destroys the whole universe, for him to kill a donkey like this is no big deal.
तो कोई बहुत बड़ी बात नहीं। कथा सुन करके परीक्षित महाराज आश्चर्य कर रहे थे।
परीक्षित महाराज इज फीलिंग वेरी अमेज्ड। सो सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज सेइंग हियरिंग दिस कथा डोंट बी अमेज्ड, डोंट बी अमेज्ड, दिस इज लॉर्ड बलराम।
तो धनका से कुष्ठारो भेतरों सर्वे समर्था आत्मा, तो और जो उसके बचे हुए बंधु थे,
सो ऑल द अदर
गधा के रूप में आए
friends of Dhenukasur, they came running in the form of donkeys.
तो बलराम जी के पास दूसरे नंबर में नहीं है, कृष्ण के पास है। इन गधों ने सोचा कि बलराम बहुत बलवान है।
Then they did not come to Lord Balaram. They thought he was very strong. They went to Krishna.
मारना चाहिए। तो वे आए।
They thought this big boy has killed Dhenukasur, so we will fight with Krishna. So they went up to Krishna.
जो बलराम जी ने अपनाया था वही।
So whatever
छोटे छोटे गधे भी आए,
whatever Lord Balaram, the way he was fighting, Krishna was fighting in the same way. He also caught their hind legs with one hand and twirled them and threw them up in the air.
सखाओं पर चलाए दुलाते, तो वे लोग भी बलराम जी का स्टाइल अपनाए, सभी वे सब गधा के रूप में आते थे और दुलती मारते थे। तो
they all used to come one by one, turn around and try to kick Krishna with their hind legs, and he would do the same as what Lord Balaram did.
तो पक्ष के सभी लोग चरण पकड़ पकड़ कर और वही घुमा घुमा करके मारने लगे। यह बहुत लीला हुई।
This is a big leela.
दो गधा मारा।
Just about all the sakhas also killed one or two donkeys.
उधर से वे लोग धनुकासुर
This is also the donkey's nature. They kick with their hind legs.
और इधर से भगवान श्री कृष्ण लीला किए, बलराम जी लीला किए और भी जितने सखा थे सब लीला।
So on this side, Lord Balaram did the leela, Krishna did the leela, and all the sakhas also did the leela.
गृहित पश्चाचरण प्राहिलोक त्रिणदारिस। और कोई भी व्यक्ति, कोई सखा, कृष्ण या बलराम, कोई भी गधा को मारता था तो नीचे नहीं फेंकता था।
And all whether it was Balaram, Krishna, or Krishna's sakhas, whoever was killing a donkey, nobody would throw him on the ground. They all did like what Balaram did: threw them, twirled them, and threw them high on top of the trees. They actually wanted to get some fruit on the tal fruit on the ground, hoping. When they threw the donkeys on top of the trees, hoping some fruits will fall.
ठेला मारते हैं आम गिराने के लिए।
Just like children, they throw when the mangoes are ripe and they want to get the mangoes, they throw stones on top of the tree hoping to get the mangoes fall.
वृक्ष में आम गिराने के लिए कुछ मारते हैं, तो ऐसे मरे हुए गधों से ताल फल गिराते थे।
So in this way, they were using the dead donkey bodies. To get the fruits fall from the tree.
सभी यही लीला किए।
They all did this leela.
लेकिन एक बार गिरने के बाद दोबारा किसी गधे को नहीं उठाते थे।
But once
इतनी अधिक संख्या में गधे थे कि बारी-बारी।
But once one donkey was killed and thrown up on the tree, they would not use the same donkey to throw the donkey on top of the tree to get some more fruit. There were so many. Numbers of these donkey demons, friends of Dhenukasura, they did not have to throw the dead donkey again They were just kept. They kept on killing, throwing, you know, the donkey demons. Again and again. They were countless sakhas and they were countless donkeys. So in this way, all the boys and friends and Krishna Balaram, they did this all day and every single tree was on the ground. Then the ground was full of the fruits and the dead donkeys. You could see countless donkeys everywhere dead, and you could see countless fruits everywhere. And then they said, let's eat this fruit. No, actually, they did not eat any fruit because they were surrounded by dead bodies. No friends ate any thal fruit. The land which was full of dead donkeys, lots of tal fruit, and the top part of all the trees, it looked just like when the sky is full of many, many clouds. It looked just like that. Sometimes there are many different shapes and sizes of clouds all over the sky. And sometimes the clouds are different shades and colors. Here and there were tal fruit all over and dead demon donkeys and the top of the trees on top of the dead donkeys. Some trees were green, some were yellowish, some were blackish, and some demons were also different colors, donkeys. Just like the sky looks so beautiful when there are different kinds of clouds in it, it is full of all different shades of clouds. In the same way, this tal forest was looking so beautiful. When the demigods saw this wonderful leela by Krishna Balaram, they started to shower flowers from the sky. And they started to offer prayers. Here it is said in this shloka. After this, that since then, the people of that place, they started to come to that forest and started to collect tal fruits. They were not afraid any longer. Humans started to eat. In other words, the forest dwellers that used to live in that forest, they started to regularly come there and eat the fruits. The fruits that had fallen on the ground. In this previous shlokas, it is said that the Krishna's friends did not eat those fruits because they were on all these dead bodies of the dead demon. But the local jungly people from the forest, they came and they took all the fruits.
Phalani adar, natu Krishna sakha hai. Krishna ke sakha phal nahi khaye. To gaye the phal khane ke liye lekin koi nahi khaye.
They went to with the desire to eat the trees, I mean the fruits, but nobody ate any fruit.
Tiram
And it says that that since then the animals, they started to eat the grass, green grass in that forest. The cows did not care whether there was some dead donkeys were lying around. They just happily started to eat their grass. But Krishna, Balram and the friends did not eat any of those fruits. Here in this shloka, Sukadev Goswami is using the word manushya, means the humans. Sanatan Goswami, he in his commentary, he says, the local forest dwellers in this forest, they were eating the fruits. Krishna's friends did not. Since then, now all the Brajvasis fearlessly started to go in that forest and enjoy. Also animals, birds, freely they would roam. This is Krishna's leela when the first day he went out to graze the cows. Now we will hear Krishna's leela of returning from the forest to his home.
एक दिन की विशेष लीला है. प्रतिदिन जैसे शुरू में कहा गया वैसी लीला कृष्ण करते थे और प्रतिदिन शाम को लौटते थे. इसको सांझी लीला कहते हैं.
स्पेशल लीला ऑफ वन डे एंड एवरी डे कृष्णा वुड गो टू द फॉरेस्ट इन द मॉर्निंग लीला. ऑल डे ही विल डू लीला एंड देन ही विल रिटर्न इन द लेट आफ्टरनून. दैट वुड वाज कॉल्ड सांझ लीला, लेट आफ्टरनून लीला.
ये प्रत्यावर्तन लीला,
प्रत्यावर्तन लीला.
वन में जाते थे तो उस पर लौटते थे, लेकिन लौटते समय गोपी जनों को बहुत.
हाउ ही वुड गो टू द फॉरेस्ट एंड हाउ ही विल रिटर्न. बट वाइल रिटर्निंग फ्रॉम द फॉरेस्ट द गोपीज रियली यूज्ड टू गेट अ लॉट ऑफ प्लेजर सीइंग कृष्णा रिटर्न. एंड व्हेन कृष्णा यूज्ड टू गो टू द फॉरेस्ट एवरी मॉर्निंग, they used to feel very distressed.
और लौटते समय ब्रजवासियों को दर्शन होता था जो गांव में रहते थे. सामने से देखते थे कृष्ण आ रहे हैं.
And when he would return, the Brajvasis would all get darshan and they would be very happy.
इसलिए आनंद की लीला है.
So returning lila from the forest is called ananda lila for the Brajvasis.
Shastram.
In the Shastras, this returning lila is described more because the Brajvasis would see Krishna returning face to face and they would be very pleased. After doing Gocharan all day, in the evening, Krishna is returning with his friends and his cows. Here, Sukadev Goswami is explaining.
कमल पत्र अच्छा, कृष्ण की आंखें कमल कर्णिका के समान है.
His eyes are just like lotus petals.
पुण्य श्रवण कीर्तन और कीर्तन जे अविद्या का नाश करने वाला है.
His कीर्ति, his श्रवण कीर्तन of his कीर्ति is to destroy the ignorance.
अपने सखाओं के द्वारा स्तुयमान प्रशंसित श्री कृष्ण बलराम जी के साथ ब्रज में लौट रहे हैं.
With his sakhas spuyamanam, he is glorified by his sakhas and he is returning to Braj.
ब्रज में लौटते समय श्री कृष्ण के सुंदर रूप का वर्णन करते हैं.
Sukadev Goswami describes his beauty as he is returning to Braj in the evening.
वन्य प्रसून रुचिरे क्षण चारु काशम वेणु क्वणंत मनु गैरम गीत कीर्ति गोप्यो दृक्षित दृशो जगमन समेता। श्री गोपी जनों के सौभाग्य का वर्णन करते हैं इस लीला का वर्णन।
दिस लीला इज डिस्क्राइब्ड वाइल सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द गुड फॉर्चून ऑफ द गोपीज।
तम गो रजस छुरित कुंतल बद्ध वर। श्री कृष्ण के कुंतल पर केशों पर गायों के खुर का रज पड़ा है।
श्री कृष्णस हेयर इज कवर्ड बाय द डस्ट विच इज राइजिंग फ्रॉम द हूफ्स ऑफ द काउज।
इस तरह से श्री कृष्ण लौटते हैं।
In this way, Sukhdev Goswami is describing. The cows are all walking in front of Krishna, so Krishna is behind the cows, and the cows' hooves are blowing so much dust up in the air. And that raj dust is all over his beautiful hair.
धूल है केस और सुंदर सुंदर पुष्प गुथे गए हैं केसों में
and so
साथ साथ वरमाला पहने।
ब्यूटिफुल फ्लावर्स हैव बीन पुट इन कृष्णस हेयर एंड एट द सेम टाइम ही इज वेयरिंग वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वनमाला मेड फ्रॉम फॉरेस्ट फ्लावर्स।
और खूब सुंदर दृष्टि है, मंद मधुर मुस्कान है।
एंड हिज फेस इज लुकिंग वेरी ब्यूटिफुल and very slight smile he has on his face.
इस तरह से वेणु क्वणंतम श्री कृष्ण वेणु का क्वणन कर रहे हैं, वेणु वादन कर।
In this way, वेणु क्वणंतम he is playing his
flute. और सखा उनकी कीर्ति गा रहे हैं।
And the sakhas they're all glorifying, singing songs of glorification of Krishna.
इस तरह से लौटे और गोपियां उनको देखने की लालसा से अपने अपने घरों से निकल करके छत पर चढ़।
In this way, he's returning, and gopis. Being so anxious to see Krishna, they're coming on top of the house, the roof. Without Krishna during the day, their each moment used to pass like thousands and thousands of years.
इसी प्रतीक्षा में रहती है कृष्ण कब लौटेंगे कब लौटेंगे।
They are just thinking when Krishna will return, when Krishna will return.
प्रतिदिन गोपियां दिन में श्री कृष्ण के विरह से व्याकुल रहती थी।
दिस इज एन एवरी डे लीला, होल डे एवरी डे द गोपीज वुड बी इन ग्रेट एंग्जाइटी विदाउट कृष्ण, फीलिंग सो मच सेपरेशन।
शाम को उन्हें थोड़ा सा आनंद मिलता।
इन द इवनिंग दे वुड गेट सम प्लेजर फॉर अ फ्यू मोमेंट्स टू सी हिम रिटर्निंग।
थोड़ा आनंद मिलता था, फिर कृष्ण अपने घर में चले जाते थे।
जस्ट फॉर अ फ्यू मोमेंट्स देन कृष्ण विल गो इनसाइड हिज हाउस।
तो फिर रात भर का विरह रहा।
And then again all night they would feel separation from Krishna.
इस तरह से लेकिन कभी कभी श्री कृष्ण रात्रि में रास विहार करते थे, इसलिए गोपी जनों को सुख होता था।
And sometimes he would do ras vihar at night, and so in this way he would give some pleasure to the gopis from feeling separation.
शाम के समय उन्हें आनंद आता।
All day they were practically dying in separation, and in the evening for a little while they would see Krishna's face and become relieved.
उस लीला का वर्णन कर रहे हैं।
That leela Sukadev Goswami is now describing.
बहुत सुंदर लीला है, जबकि श्री कृष्ण के केस पर गौओं के खुर का रज पड़ा है।
This is a very good, very beautiful leela. As Krishna is returning, his hair is covered by the dust that's flying, that's raised from the cow's hooves. So in the morning, when he goes towards the forest, all the gopis they get his darshan from behind.
इसलिए उनके केशों पर धूल नहीं जमी रहती।
In the morning, in the morning, his hair is, everything is very clean and nice.
तुरत रजो विधुम विश्व कचलुरित संवार्जनं कृतास।
भीष्म पितामह he has also described
गोरज छुरित। क्षेत्र में व्याप्त गायों के खुर से उड़ी हुई डस्ट व्याप्त रहती
है. एंड इन वृंदावन हिज हेयर इज कवर्ड बाय द डस्ट फ्रॉम द हूफ्स ऑफ द काउज.
भक्तजन भगवान की शोभा का ध्यान करते हैं अष्टकालीन लीला में.
In Ashtakalin Leela, the devotees, they meditate on this this form of Krishna when he is returning in the evening. They would stand in their mind in the middle of the gopis, where all the gopis are standing, and look and meditate at this face of Krishna covered with dust.
मुस्लिम थे लेकिन भगवान श्री कृष्ण की भक्ति में विभोर हो गए.
There was one poet, he was born in a Muslim family but he became a great devotee.
उनको रस खान कहते.
His name was Ras Khan in Vrindavan.
पढ़ने वाले लोग जानते हैं रस खान जी की कविताएं बहुत प्रसिद्ध.
Those who study in India, they have read in school Ras Khan's poems in school. Very famous. He has made one poem on the evening leela of Krishna. We used to sometimes sing it. So he has written this same shloka in his language. Gopis are looking at him and at Krishna, and within one another they're talking about Krishna's beauty. His poem goes like this. It's very clear the meaning. That Goraj, the dust is all over Krishna's hair, and his Vanmala, his garland is very beautiful. And even on top of his forest flower garland, is the dust is all over his garland also. Some gopi is speaking like this. He is saying, look at Krishna's beautiful face, how he is smiling slowly. Then she is saying, look, he has come so close to the Kadamba tree. And look, climb up and see. You can see his yellow cloth flying in the air. Climb up and see. They're saying, look. The whole day's fire that has been burning in our heart is cooling down now. We can see Krishna coming. Look, he's showering nectar. Look, he's coming. All the gopis, they run out of their homes to see Krishna. This is called Sandhya Leela. At this time, the way Krishna smiles so softly, this smile makes their heart so happy. Especially the gopis, they stay at home all day. All day they're thinking, our dear Krishna, he has gone to the forest. How much he must be suffering all day. There are so many thorns.
पैर में कांटे गड़ते होंगे, पत्थर गड़ते होंगे,
पिक सो मेनी पेबल्स.
शाम को जब आते हैं,
ऑल डे दे वरी अबाउट हिम. सो when in the evening he is returning and they see his beautiful smiling face, they feel so much relief. Then they can understand, yes, our Krishna is okay, he is happy.
Krishna apna anand prakashit karte hue sham ko lautte hai, yah dikhate hue ki nirvighne hum gauon ko chara karke aa gaye, gauon par koi sankat nahi aaya.
In the evening when he comes, he shows that he is so happy. Just look, I have come back, all the cows are safe and I am safe, so I am able to take the cows. I am responsible and happy. I am also doing good. So in this way, playing his flute and singing, they and there are also some animals that stay in Vrindavan by the houses, and they're not going, they don't get to go to the forest with Krishna, and to make them happy, Krishna also he makes them happy, giving them his darshan and playing his flute. Because otherwise everyone is only there worried all day, in so much anxiety, Krishna has gone to the forest, I don't know what will happen. Whole day passes in distress for them.
चलसि जद ब्रजा चारयन् पशुं नलिन सुंदरं नाथ ते पदम सिल तृणांकुर श्री गति के लिए जाते हैं, तो उस समय हमारे हृदय इतनी पीला होती
है. जैसे हे कांत, हे कृष्णा beloved, when you go in the daytime to graze the cows in the forest, at that time our hearts feel so much distress.
Kamal jaise sukomal charan mein kaante chubte honge, patthar lagte honge,
that your lotus feet are so soft like lotus petals, how do you bear those thorns and pebbles in the forest?
उस समय हमारा मन बेहोश हो जाता है, ये तो रात्रि का समय है, अब रात में कहाँ कहाँ वन में भटक रहे हैं, जल्दी प्रकट हो जाइए, जल्दी आ जाइए.
At that time we become so distressed, and now it is night time, and where are you wandering at night time? We cannot see anything, please appear. In Gopi Geet they sing like that.
Rasleela में जब श्री कृष्ण अंतरहित हो गए,
and in the Rasleela when Krishna one time disappeared, they were singing the songs. And they're singing that in the day we're so distressed when you go away, and now it is night time and you have disappeared. Where are you? Please don't wander around in the dark in the forest. Please appear and please come on this bank of Jamuna. Why are you wandering? This is actually called prem.
Prakat roop se shri gopi janon ka krishna se koi sambandh nahi tha.
By the worldly standard, the gopis had no relationship with krishna.
Nahi tha ki shri krishna unke pati the aur isliye chinta kar rahe hain.
It's not that shri krishna was their husband, so they were worried about him.
Lekin isko prem kehte hain.
But this is ban mein chale jaate hain. This is prem.
Aur gopiyan unke charan ki chinta kar rahi thi, charan mein kaate.
That in the day when he used to go to the forest, and all they did, the gopis used to be distressed about, worried about his lotus feet. His feet must be pricked by so many
patthar chubte hain,
pebbles and thorns.
Aur isse bahut dukhi lagte
hain. And this is the reason they used to be very distressed. This is a prem bhakti.
Prem hota hai wahan anishth ki ashanka rehti hai.
Wherever there is love, a person is always thinking something bad might happen.
Anishtha sankini bandhu hridayani. Kalidas Mahakavi ne apne granth mein likha hai ki
Kalidas Mahakavi has written in his scripture,
unka hriday anishth ki ashanka se bhara rehta hai.
That one's own people, one's own beloved ones, are always thinking of that something bad might happen.
आप कभी देखे होंगे कोई व्यक्ति किसी को छोड़ने जाता है कहीं ट्रेन पर या बाइवान पर,
You may have noticed when people go to drop their loved ones on the train station or at the airport, and then they say, please, as soon as you get home, call us, let us know if you arrived safely. Of course he will reach safely. But because they are his beloved, they're always thinking, worrying about him until they hear that they're okay. This is because they have love for him. So in this way, as soon as Krishna used to go to the forest, they used to all day be afraid of something might happen to him in the forest. Who knows what demon might come. And another reason why the gopis were always in anxiety is that almost every day something would happen to put Krishna in danger. Some demon would come, something will happen. Since that day they became very, very much in anxiety. Then the day that the two trees, they fell over without any big hurricane or anything. Actually Krishna pulled those trees, but nobody would believe. So they were always in anxiety. If without any wind or something, such huge, huge, gigantic trees could fall, then anything can happen. Some children were playing there and they had told the Brajavasis, when Krishna, he was tied to this mortar, and when he pulled the mortar, by that pull the trees fell. So then the Brajavasis, they chastised them. They said, no, how that can happen? And they chased them away. There is one poet, Harisori commentator, he has said, just look, the people that are telling the truth, the children that are telling the truth, Brajavasis are chastising them and chasing them away. Children were saying that as soon as Krishna pulled the mortar, that's when the trees became uprooted. They said, yes, maybe at that time the trees got uprooted, but he didn't uproot them. Must have been some demon, some invisible demon. How this little baby can pull those gigantic trees down? From the day those two trees fell down without a hurricane, since that day the Vrajvasis used to be in great anxiety about Krishna's safety. Definitely somebody or something is always trying to kill this child from up above. Must be some ghost or some demon or something from the sky. We must do something for him. Let's leave this place and go somewhere else. He had, Nanda Maharaj himself had said before, we should leave the previous place and go to Vrindavan. But Vrindavan also, these dangers were happening all the time. But especially to kill Krishna. Gopis used to think that when Krishna used to stay at home all day, there used to be dangerous things happening. But now he's going away into the forest. Who will protect him? He's such a small child. He's such a small child. He's so tender. There'll be so much hot sun. There may be wind and pebbles and thorns. How will we live? How will we pass the day? They did not want that Krishna go out of the house to graze the cows. They wanted him to just stay at home.
उनको बहुत आनंद आता था.
Therefore, in the evening when Krishna would return, they used to be so full of bliss, so happy.
आता था श्री कृष्ण को देख करके, लेकिन फिर भी गोपी जनों को बहुत अधिक.
And of course, all the people of Vrindavan and the animals, they used to feel so bliss, but especially the gopis.
सबकी अपेक्षा.
Compared to everyone else.
Pitra Mukunda Mukhsaraka Makshi Vingai Tapam Jahur Virajam Braj Joshitahmi. Braj Joshita, Braj ki nariya.
Braj
Virajam Tapam Jahur.
Braj naris. The ladies, the women, the gopis of Vrindavan, the fever, the high anxiety they used to feel in the daytime, that burning, that heart, burning heart with anxiety, they used to become free from that in the evening. How their anxiety, they would be freed from that tap, that burning anxiety, by drinking the nectar from Mukunda's face. Sukadev Goswami says, they would, by drinking the nectar from Mukunda's face, by the beauty of his face, his fully bloomed happy face, the beauty, their eyes which are like cups, like pots, they would drink the nectar from their eyes, and their burning of their hearts will be relieved, and gopis would welcome them, and then they would go to their homes. And Sri Krishna also, he would look at each gopi, and each gopi will think he is looking only at her, and he would look at each gopi and smiling with a side glance as if he is speaking something. This is Krishna's evening leela. He would give some indication with his eyes to the gopis. To some of them, he would give indication as if he's talking to them to meet him for the ras dance, like that. And all the gopis would look at him in his eyes, each one of them, and they would become very relieved and happy. This is Krishna's returning leela.
अब दोनों माताओं की सेवा का वर्णन कर रहे हैं.
Now Sukadev Goswami is going to explain the seva both the mothers are going to do for him.
तड़प रहे थे कि आज कृष्ण बलराम नया नया गाय चराने गए.
Whole day Mother Rohini and Mother Yashoda were suffering so much in their heart that today is the first day. Today Krishna and Balram have gone to graze the cows in the forest. They were so worried for him. When they're coming back? When they're coming back? They were thinking, when Krishna comes, we will embrace him, and in this way, we will bathe him like this, and we'll put this cloth on him, and we'll feed him this. All day, they were thinking like that. So when they return,
जथा कालम श्री कृष्ण बलराम की इच्छा अनुसार और उनकी कामना के अनुसार,
अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर डिजायर,
उनकी इच्छा के अनुसार और काल के अनुसार जो कुछ जरूरी था वो दी.
मदर यशोदा एंड रोहिणी गेव देम व्हाटएवर दे नीडेड एंड दे डिजायर्ड.
सबसे पहले गता ध्वान श्रमव तत्र मज्जनुन मर्दना.
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
पहले स्नान कराए.
दे वुड बेथ देम.
दोनों माताओं ने स्नान कराया बच्चों को.
बोथ मदर्स
माताएं शाम को तो स्नान नहीं कराती बच्चों को.
बेथ देम
सवेरे कराते यही ज्यादा है.
यूजली मदर्स डू नॉट बेथ देयर चिल्ड्रन इन द इवनिंग.
और दिन भर स्कूल से आया, कोई दुकान से आया, फैक्ट्री से आया.
These days, if they are given a bath in the morning, that is a big thing. When they return in the evening, all day playing in school, they're dirty. It is important they should take bath in the evening also.
The
mother is Shodha and Rohini are bathing the children. At that time, Krishna is six years old.
बहुत फाइन कपड़े से माँ यशोदा धूल झाड़ रही है.
विद अ वेरी फाइन क्लॉथ मदर यशोदा फर्स्ट डस्ट ऑल द डस्ट ऑफ कृष्णस बॉडी.
केशों का धूल झाड़ रही थी.
फ्रॉम हिज हेयर
झाड़ करके देह का धूल झाड़ी.
फ्रॉम हर हिज बॉडी
उन्मर्दन के उपटन लगाई होंगे.
देन शी पुट उपटन ऑन हिज बॉडी. उपटन इज उपटन इज लाइक चिकपी फ्लावर मिक्स विद बटर क्रीम एंड देन दे वुड रब दिस ऑन हिज बॉडी ऑन देयर बॉडीज एंड देन बेथ देम इन वाटर.
तो सुंदर वस्त्र भी पहनने को श्री बलराम जी नीला वस्त्र पसंद करते.
एंड देन दे वुड गिव देम फ्रेश क्लॉथ. लॉर्ड बलराम वुड पिक ब्लू कलर्ड क्लॉथ and Krishna would pick yellow colored cloth.
Iske baad chandan ka tilak lagaya gaya.
And they would put a tilak of chandan, put their cloths on them.
Van mein to jada pushpon ka gahna pahan ghar par aane par ratna ka gahna.
When they are in the forest, they would wear jewelry, decorations made of flowers. But when they'd come home, Mother Yashoda and Rohini will dress them in beautiful jewelry.
इसके बाद माताओं ने खिलाया.
एंड देन द मदर्स वुड फीड देम. आफ्टर बेथिंग देम दे वुड फीड देम.
बच्चों का ऐसा नहीं कि बिना स्नान किए खा लो.
नॉट दैट फीडिंग द चिल्ड्रन विदाउट बेथिंग देम हियर ईट. नो दे वुड बेथ देम फर्स्ट. सो हार्ड दे वर्कड ऑल दे स्टिल दे वुड बेथ देम फर्स्ट एंड देन फीड देम.
यथाकाल संध्या के समय क्या खाना देना चाहिए.
यथाकालम यथाकामम अकॉर्डिंग टू द टाइम दे वुड गिव देम द राइट काइंड्स ऑफ फूड.
शास्त्र में आयुर्वेद में लिखा गया है शाम को क्या खाना चाहिए, रात्रि में क्या खाना चाहिए.
इट इज गिवन इन आयुर्वेदा व्हाट इज टू बी ईटन इन द इवनिंग, व्हाट इज टू बी ईटन इन एट नाइट एंड व्हाट्स टू बी ईटन इन द डे टाइम.
सब कुछ लिखा गया तो उसको यथाकाल कहते हैं.
It is all given in the Ayurveda. It's called Yatha Kal. According to the Kal, the time, one should eat the right foods. They fed them in the same way.
Yatha Kamam also. Yatha Kamam karte Krishna Balram jo pasand karte.
And Yatha Kamam also means whatever they had desired, also they would feed them. And it's possible that what they desired to eat was not the right food according to the time. And their children, they can digest it, they would feed them whatever the children wanted to eat. There is no Shastra rules for Krishna Balram. Whatever they had desired to eat, they would feed them. They would eat, finish, and they would sit for a while. And then it became night time. And they started to feel sleepy. And both brothers would be like dozing off. So Mother Yashoda put them to sleep. Krishna Balaram's mothers, they put their babies on their lap and they put them, let them fall asleep on their laps. And put them to sleep. In this way, Krishna's bed was made very soft like the foam of the milk.
दूध का फैन देखे हैं ना, दूध का फैन जो गाय दुहे हैं वे ज्यादा जानते होंगे बढ़िया से.
Those who have ever milked the cows, they would know what the foam of the milk looks like in the bucket. We have seen. That foam from the milk in the milk bucket is very soft, very white. Sri Krishna's bed was like that. Very soft and very clean.
उस पर सोए दोनों भाई.
Krishna slept on that bed.
इस प्रकार से श्री कृष्ण की लीला है.
In this way is Krishna's लीला.
एक दिन की स्थाली पात न्याय से लीला सुनाए.
One day's थाली न्याय, one day's लीला. Sukhadev Goswami is telling us in detail. In this way we can understand that every day his pastime must be at home, leaving for forest, coming back from forest, bathing, eating, etc. Every day would be more or less the same.
This is
everyday leela.
In Vrindavan,
entering the forest, imitating the animals and birds, only the Dhenukasur leela was today's leela, only for one day.
दूसरे दिन दूसरी लीला, तीसरी लीला, इस तरह से.
In another day there will be some other leela. Some leelas they were same every day. Every day Krishna used to enter Vrindavan in this way.
अब आगे कालीय दमन की लीला का वर्णन किया जाएगा.
And now Sukadev Goswami is going to explain कालीय दमन लीला.